Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Sunday edition, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. You might be listening to this delayed or on iHeartRadio or SiriusXM, some other delayed time. But bottom line is, we are Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Saturday show is a one-hour show. Sunday is 2 hours. We hope to have the Godfather Larry Merchant, who's en route from Las Vegas. Of course, he was a hit of the town last night. Everybody wanted a picture with the Godfather. There's all kinds of pictures on Facebook of boxing fans and Larry Merchant. Of course, Larry Merchant going to the Canelo Alvarez of Sergey Kovalev fight last night, which was a dramatic event. And that Sergey Kovalev won all kinds of rounds. I had him, like, winning the fight when they stopped it. At the end of the night, though, man, I'm talking about Mr. Canelo Alvarez came back and just closed the show. I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be done. I don't think he could have won any other way. People say, hey, you know, maybe that strategy was terrible. No. I just don't think he could have won any other way. I don't think so. I think he was fighting a bigger man. I think he needed to let that bigger man get tired, let that bigger man get spent, and then hit him with a couple of shots here and there. I mean, there weren't a lot of punches. I mean, it wasn't like a Hagler-Hearn slugfest or anything like that, but there were decent punches being thrown back and forth. Kovalev didn't want to commit himself, it looked like. He looked like he was afraid to commit himself with the right hand because he was always pulling out before he completed throwing his punches. So what am I trying to tell you? Maybe Serge was a little scared last night. Straight up, Kovalev a loser. The 10th round, Mr. Canelo Alvarez, still that one loss, only to, of course, Mr. Floyd Mayweather. Straight up, he's rocking and rolling. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 211.
In the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com.
If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, a Sports Byline production. My name is Pedro Fernandez. We're talking boxing MMA today only on Sports Byline.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
Ah! I feel good.
The Godfather of Soul means the Godfather, retired HBO Godfather, Scotty B in the house. He's the most popular guy in Las Vegas. How many pictures did you take this weekend? Thousands?
If not millions, yes.
Well, I'm proud of you because everybody that took a picture was ecstatic, Godfather, and you look happy too. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I did. I'm glad I came up here and because I was so curious about how the fight was going to play out, and we saw it.
How did it play out in your mind?
I'm sorry.
How did it play out? I mean, it was a tactical fight. I mean, how did it play out in your mind?
Well, it was a tactical fight. I thought Kovalev was winning the fight, and he got tired around the 9th, 10th round. You could see him that his jab, which was controlling the fight, was suddenly a little sluggish, no snap to it, and I didn't know that meant he was going to get knocked out until he got knocked out.
What about this kid, Ryan Garcia? I mean, holy cow, 5'10", 135 pounds, Victorville, California, where he's come from. It's not too far, halfway down the coast here. He looks like a hell of a prospect.
Well, that's what everybody thinks. And he stole the show before the big show started, and Canelo stole it back in the 11th round.
I guess that's the way to put it. The kid's got 4.3 million Instagram followers. I don't know what that means, but he's a very popular guy on social media.
He's a smart, good-looking kid, and he seems to have his wits about him. And he's in no rush to be rushed into fights that he hasn't shown he's ready for. A couple of years from now, we'll see if he's the big showstopper that they're hoping for.
At the end of the day, Canelo answered a lot of questions. I mean, the ability to move up and fight a man who was 15 pounds bigger than him, et cetera, et cetera. This talk of moving to cruiserweight, that was just poppy. That's just nonsense, right?
Cruiserweight?
That's what he was saying in the paper this morning.
Well, I didn't hear that one. he's got big dreams for himself, and he's challenged himself all along the way and made his handlers very anxious and nervous at times. because he insisted on fighting fighters they didn't think he was quite ready for. So I salute him. He wants to be the best. He wants to be not just a champion or even a great champion, but a great man who somehow transcends the sport. And so he's willing to take these risks, and that's very unusual in boxing.
Yeah, you remind me of a man that transcends a lot of things. Anyway, I want to thank you for your time. Kiss the god mama when you go home, and I'm glad you had such a great weekend. And you know what? All those people you took pictures with, you made their lives special. You just don't realize that, but you did.
Okay, thank you, Pedro. I got to get on this ship here.
I know you. The godfather, Larry Merchant, is going to get on a flight to L.A., of course, out of Las Vegas. Now, Canelo Alvarez, 53-1 now. Of course, that one loss to Floyd Mayweather, 36 KOs. I had him behind by 3 points, 3 or 4 points. I wasn't really keeping a really close scorecard. But I had Kovalev, like, winning the first four rounds. And I was saying to myself, what's he going to do? Mathematically, this is not a fight you're going to win on points. Well, obviously, the intention was not to win the fight on points. The intention was to stop Kovalev late in the fight. Sergey said he got tired about the sixth round, the seventh round. He said he hadn't recovered from his last fight against Andre Yardy, which was like about, what, a month and a half, 2 months ago. Bottom line was, you know, he was coming off two good camps. I think he had the best chance he was ever going to have. He really did. But he needed to assert himself, and he didn't try to assert himself. He tried to box. And, you know, I don't know what's up with these guys. They get in the ring and they try to box guys. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I mean, when Tommy Hearns wanted to fight Ray Leonard, instead of trying to go in there and knock him out, he tried to outbox him. When Marvin Hagler stepped in the ring with Ray Leonard, instead of trying to knock him out, assert his physical strength, assert his natural size, dominance, all on yards, he tried to box him. I don't get it, man. Strategy is just so simple in certain fights, and yet guys don't employ it. I'm talking about Sergey last night. I mean, he could have got up off that dime and maybe threw a left hook here and there, and he didn't throw a left hook. He wasn't throwing punches with bad intentions. Now, the word on the internet was, ooh, he took a dive. He threw the fight in the 10th round, that he wasn't tired, that his knees didn't touch the canvas, but he was knocked out, et cetera, et cetera. Come on, man. He got hit pretty hard. The guy was tired. Give him a break. Even if he was taking an easy way out, he didn't take the easiest way out. He didn't say, hey, look, no mas, I'm quitting. No, he took a few shots and it was time to go out. I mean, it wasn't competitive at that point in time. You could see that Kovalev was folding. He was beginning to wince from shots. He was, as I said, pulling out before. And that was a problem from the start, is that he was pulling out before he would step in. And that means you have no intestinal, no confidence in yourself. Your stones are sort of small, okay? Because if you feel the gusto, you step in with those shots and you dig your feet into the canvas, and that's the way you knock people out. Like Ryan Garcia did last night. Although I thought that punch was a little funny, but he hit him on the top of the head, and that was sort of it. Man, that Ryan Garcia, we'll hear from him. We'll hear from Kovalev. We'll hear from Canelo a little bit later in the show. And we'll also hear from Jorge Masvidal. Did I tell you? NFC, UFC 244 going off, of course, in New York City. The Garden, Madison Square Garden. Nate Diaz, the smack talker, of course, from the 209 area code just across the bay. I'm talking about Stockton, California, the brother and Nick and Nate Diaz, two bad dudes, no doubt about that. Well, being bad doesn't mean you're going to win every fight, especially if you go into fights and you're already cut. Tyson Fury, are you listening to me? Because the bottom line was Nate Diaz went into that fight last night with cuts that probably weren't all the way healed, and they got ripped open. And once they got ripped open, that fight had to be stopped. He was still getting beat, but the fight was stopped on cuts. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcasting. Of course, this is the 2-hour edition every Sunday. We come to you at 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours right here live on Sports Byline. My name is Pedro Fernandez. You can follow me on Facebook at Pedro Pete Fernandez or Ring Talk. Check it. You're tuning to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcaster. Wow. What can I say about last night's fight? Says I'm still blown away by him. I just am. I mean, it was an incredible night of boxing. It was. I mean, not only did Ryan Garcia steal the show for a minute, and then, of course, like the Godfather said, Saul Alvarez stole it back, man. But Michael Burchell was a fabulous winner last night, stopping Jason Sosa. I mean, these are just good-looking fighters. And next week we've got Inouye taking on Nonito Donaire, the Filipino Flash, going over to Tokyo to probably get annihilated. But that's, you know, that's the way the boxing game is. Old guys go in and fight young guys and get beat up. Very rarely do the old guys win. Of course, Nonito Donaire and Inouye going to go back and forth on the 7th of November from Tokyo, but it'll be live on The Zone. That's right, The Zone. Have you got The Zone? The Zone was sort of... I'm glad I brought up The Zone. Time to talk some smack about The Zone. I got 3 minutes here. I think I'll do it. Last night, they delayed the start of the main event. I was looking to watch the fight without the sound on, you know, because I like to do that a lot. Because when you have the sound on, these guys, they're, you know, they tend to prejudice your thoughts and that kind of good stuff. You know, I mean, I could see a good right hand. I could watch boxing matches and figure it out without the sound. You don't need these guys telling me, ooh, 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 that was a good punch. Now, I could see that. But the bottom line was I turned on the sound last night, and I'm watching these fights, and I'm saying to myself, you know, Kovalev is getting smoked here. I mean, Kovalev is going to get knocked out here in the end. I mean, that was the way history wanted it to be, and it sort of turned out that way. But the fact that the zone made us wait until the Nate Diaz Jorge Masvidal fight was over in New York City at Madison Square Garden, also on pay per view, I thought that was a bit of a ripoff because we had to wait like an hour. I saw Sergey Kovalev laying down in the dressing room, and I'm saying to myself, "What's he laying down now for? He can lay down later." Ooh, I'm just kidding. But, you know, he could lay down later. But, no, he was laying down then. What was he doing laying down then? Because there was an hour, this like 45 minutes to an hour before they called these guys into the ring. So, in the meantime, Devin Haney's got about 35 minutes worth of interview time. He deserves about 3. I mean, you know, it was just like they kept pushing and talking. I mean, they were pontificating, and it just got so old and so I wanted to cancel my DAZN subscription right then and there. Bottom line is they're lucky I didn't. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35, make that 36 years of radio presence. Check it out. Ring Talk returns right after the break.
E-racism is not another ism, a schism, or a brick in a wall around a prison, not incarceration mine. We're deep within the gallows, you'll find what frightens you.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, only on Sports Byline.
Canelo felt he had to be patient last night. Says, and in the end, I connected the for the numbers. Canelo now 53-1, two draws, 36 KOs. Of course, Kovalev losing for the fourth time now, 34-4, one draw, 29 KOs. Of course, the 175-pound champion out of Russia. Now, the official scorecards, I think Dave Moretti and Julie Letterman had it 96-94 for Canelo, and the other judge had it even. I had it 96-94 for the other guy. I had a 96-94 for Kovalev. I thought Kovalev was like, as far as the scores were concerned, he was rocking and rolling, man. I mean, you win like the first four rounds. You ain't got to win too many more rounds after that to win a fight on points. That's what Ray Leonard figured out when he fought Marvin Hagler back in 1987. That's what Marvin couldn't figure out. He couldn't do the math. He goes, how did I lose that fight? How did I lose that fight? Well, add it up, pal. He gave up the first five rounds. There's five rounds right there, okay? So all Ray had to do was win two rounds after that, from round 6 to round 12, and I think he won two rounds after that, so therefore Marvin Hagler lost the fight. We still argue about it. When I see him at different conventions around the world or at boxing events, he says, you still think, yeah, I think Ray won by 2 points tonight. Anyway, Canelo, the pound-for-pound king, no doubt about that, talking about moving up to cruiserweight. I don't know if he'll move up to cruiserweight, but this is, to put it this way, let's hear what he had to say post-fight last night. Here's Canelo.
Congratulations, you are now a light heavyweight champion, adding it to your collection. You knew coming in this was going to be a tough fight, but you make your debut at light heavyweight and you win spectacularly. What did you think of your performance?
No, me siento muy contento. Primero que nada, muchas gracias a todos por estar aquí. Agradecido con ustedes. Es un paso más en mi carrera para seguir con la historia. Y nomás les pido que tengan paciencia. El Canelo es garantía.
All I want to say is thank you very much. I want to thank everyone for being here. I'm very thankful with everyone. And this is just a step in my career, in my history. And all I ask of you is to be patient. Be patient because Canelo will make history. He provides guarantees.
And a nice handshake there between you and Sergey Kovalev. I know you have a lot of respect for Kovalev. What was the game plan coming into this fight? Because it seemed a lot like how you fought Golovkin the second time. You kept coming forward, trying to get in range and looking to land those power shots.
La clave fue tener paciencia, ¿no? Nosotros creíamos que iba a ser 5 o 6 rounds los que me iba a tardar para poder buscar esto, pero fueron más. Es un gran peleador y pues yo soy nuevo en este peso también, ¿no? Le doy crédito a él, es un gran peleador, pero gracias a Dios el plan de trabajo solamente se retrasó un poco.
The plan overall was patience. That was basically it. To have patience. We knew that it was going to be 5 or 6 rounds, and it was going to take some time for me to get him. But obviously, he's a great fighter, you know. But again, I'm new in this weight. I'm new in this division. And much credit to him. He's a great fighter. But, you know, but we stuck to our game plan, basically. And basically, it was delayed a little bit. But overall, it was successful.
Take me through the end of this fight, because entering that final round, it felt like a close fight. Sergey was throwing a lot of jabs, and then you came up and delivered a winner. What did you see?
Sí, no, obviamente estaba cerrada la pelea porque estaba utilizando muy bien su jab, lo estaba utilizando bastante bien, estaba haciendo puntos, pero sabíamos que teníamos que cerrar los 3 últimos asaltos, no los de campeonato, para que esto pasara. Y gracias a Dios, todo salió como queríamos.
You know, it was a very close fight. It was a close fight. Because he was defensive, you know, he was closing up. He was closing up his guard. You know, all he was doing was trying to establish points and get points, you know. But we knew it would come. Inevitably, it would come. And everything came out the way we had planned.
You are now 175-pound champion. But do you leave a fight like this thinking, I like 175 pounds. I can fight more at 175 pounds. Or does moving Mac back down make more sense to you?
Bueno, ahorita toca descansar, ¿no? La idea era pelear y bajar a la 160, 168, pero ¿por qué no otra en 175?
You know, now we have to relax a bit. You know, yes, the plan was to go down to 160, 165, but we have to relax. But why not?
On the undercard last night, a couple of women duked it out in a bloodbath, and it usually doesn't happen in women's bouts, but of course there was a headbutt involved here, and one lady was gashed open. But Sanisa Superbad Estrada and Marlon Esparza, wow, they went back and forth for like can I say, 3-minute rounds. And, you know, they want to be like men. And they want, I mean, women want to be like men. They want to be equal to men, right? They do. I mean, that's the big thing now. Everything's equal rights and that kind of good stuff. Well, you know, in boxing matches, a lot of people feel that women should go 2-minute rounds. Why? Because, you know, they're more exciting rounds. Some say that women don't have the endurance, etc. But yet, in the world of mixed martial arts, women go 5-minute rounds and they go 5 hard-minute rounds. So the bottom line here is that women's boxing, as unentertaining as it is not addressed properly. And I keep repeating this week after week, and I'm sorry if I'm being redundant. But listen, if you have in women's World Series, in the Women's World Series, baseball, they use smaller bats, okay? I mean, do I have to keep going? The tennis court is smaller. The golf course is shorter, okay? So therefore, the gloves in a boxing match with two women going back and forth should be equal, but they should be commensurate with the leverage and the power that the women could put on the blows. And since women are slapping each other around, that's all they do is like a pillow fight, man. Just give them two pillows, let them throw pillows back and forth. That'd probably be more entertaining than a lot of these boxing matches. But no, no, no. The powers that be think that women's boxing should be very clean. It shouldn't have any cuts, shouldn't have any blood involved. Listen, if you want women's boxing to take off, if you want it to be a real sport, you gotta let it evolve. And that means, you know, some violence, because that's what people want. People want to see violent women. How do you think Ronda Rousey rose to the number one position in all of athletics? How do you think she did that? I mean, as far as combat sports, she was the most popular thing going there for a while. How? She did it by being brutal, by being violent, by going out there and stopping people inside these arm bars and that kind of good stuff. I mean, she was putting it together. When she was on top till somebody figured her out. But the bottom line was she delivered violence. Amanda Nunes, she delivers violence. She knocked out Chris Cyborg Santos, another woman that delivers violence. Can you think of anybody in the world of women's boxing that delivers violence, delivers entertainment, that can put leverage on a punch and knock somebody out if they hit them flat on the chin, square on the chin with an 8 or a 10-ounce glove? No, you can't say that because you're not seeing it happen. Clarissa Shields, her fight got canceled a few weeks ago. Thank God, that was the greatest thing that could ever happen in the world of boxing, not having to watch Clarissa Shields fight one more time. In fact, Clarissa, if you got a job at the Goodwill tomorrow, you know what I say? Good riddance. No, I'm serious. I mean, listen, Christy Martin, Lucia Riker was probably the best female fighter of all time. Lucia Riker and Christy Martin, those women, how can I put it? They brought it and they gave it and they took it. And nowadays, it seems like they want to protect these pretty girls, or they don't want girls in boxing that are ugly. They don't want girls getting ugly. And in the world of mixed martial arts, the girl's got her nose on the other side of her face. If she feels she won the fight, she's happy. She goes back, she gets her nose fixed. Okay, but in boxing, they don't want to show that. Then what am I trying to tell you? Last night, there was a WBA fight, as I said, with a 100 with three-minute rounds for women. And the WBC president, Mauricio Suleiman, he was complaining that it was a bloodbath and that women should only fight 2 minutes in this. Well, if you're willing to say that women should only fight 2 minutes, why are they carrying the same size gloves as a man when in baseball, they use a smaller glove? In basketball, they use a smaller ball. I mean, why is it that women's boxing is the same, but every other sport is different? Think about that. Bottom line is, that's why women's boxing sucks as bad as it does. And it sucks, man. I mean, the WBO can say what they want. They've got some decent women champions and this and that. But, you know, it's not something. If you put on an entire card of women's boxing, I can guarantee you this. You will put tweaking crack addicts to sleep. They will fall asleep. You will put them to sleep. It's hypnotic. It is. I mean, it's like you're being hypnotized, man, by just dullness. It's not what you expect when you watch combat sports. But yet, every woman's bout, with the exception of this bout last night, because, you know, it had the blood from the headbutts and this kind of good stuff, and the girl's bleeding out of her head. But outside of that, you know, most of these women bouts are so entertaining. Who would ever want to watch women's boxing again, except maybe one of the women's a family member? I mean, outside of a family member, these fights are nothing. They're terrible. And to even put these women in the same ring with 8 and 10 ounce gloves as the same weight as men. In other words, if you got a 154 pound woman, she's wearing the same glove as a 154 pound man. Now, we know she can't hit maybe 40 or 50%, maybe 55 to 60% as hard as he can hit. But she's carrying the same glove. See my point? That's why things don't happen in the world of women's boxing. We have open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we also got the the no commitment, the text line. And I got some hot texts here. Anyway, bottom line is the weekend was hot and happening, so I've got some text to read after the break. But the text studio text line, if you like to text us here in the studio, and I'll read your stuff on the air for the most part if it's cool. 415, 215-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. So the big bitch of the day is not women's boxing. It's the fact that DAZN, whoever those buffoons were at DAZN, decided they were going to hold the Canelo Alvarez fight until after the fight on UFC took place. I thought that was a ripoff. I thought you made us sit there. Listen, it was like 1:15 in the morning, 1:30 in the morning. These guys are fighting. I mean, in the East Coast, if I was in Atlantic City or New Jersey or doing the AC fights back then, I'd be pissed off having to cover a fight at 1:30 in the morning. What kind of crap is that? Anyway, bottom line is you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline broadcast, or once again, the studio text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. The studio line, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, Ring Talk airs Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, and of course, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, Channel 211.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
The chilly weather is here and the holidays are just around the corner, and as the days get shorter, it may feel like you have no time to finish those lingering home projects on your to-do list. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can sit back and enjoy the holiday cheer. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area who can help with any home project, from painting and plumbing to furnace repair and even hanging up those holiday lights. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Home Advisor makes it beyond easy. So get your projects done now before the holiday rush, and to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. Thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Yeah.
Check it, sports fans. You're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, an exclusive Sports Byline production.
Tell me, Sergey Kovalev wasn't like long in the tooth. The bottom line was he, of course, captured that first title back in 2013 when he turned back Britain's Nathan Cleverley. Cleverley was a good fighter, came in undefeated, and of course, he left out inside the distance. So Cleverley was a good fighter, and then he went on 1, 2, 3, 4. He fought Hopkins. What I think was sort of funny was that he's supposed to be in his prime. I'm talking about Sergey Kovalev, right? And in 2014, a year after he wins the championship, he fights Bernard Hopkins. And Hopkins is like 95 years. Hopkins is older than Scott Cuddy and me put together, okay? And yet, Hopkins went 12 rounds with him. Not a good sign there. He stopped Gene Pasquale once and he won a decision over him in a rematch. Of course, Andre Ward lost both fights. Andre Ward, the first one, big controversial. But he came back in the second fight. I'm talking about Andre Ward. And he, like, slayed all the controversy when he slayed Mr. Kovalev, of course, stopping him inside the distance. Kovalev drops the title. Then, of course, he retires. I'm talking about Andre Ward. So now Kovalev gets a shot back to grab the WBO light heavyweight title. So he fights a young man from Colombia in Eladiter Alvarez. And I say to myself, man, Alvarez looks like the stuff. So Alvarez knocks him out in Atlantic City at the Marquez Arena. My buddy Marquez. Remember, he used to tell me he was Donald Trump's lawyer? Yeah, Marquez. Anyway, the Marquez Arena at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City. Anyway, Alvarez knocks out Kovalev, and then Kovalev comes back in a rematch and wins the decision. So what can I say? I guess he's back. Then he fights Anthony Yardy. Of course, Yardy, a young buck that Andre Ward was training. Yardy has him down. He has Yardy down. He ends up stopping Yardy in the late in the fight. Bottom line is Yardy now 18-1. But Kovalev steps into this Alvarez fight, you know, like, what, 3 months, 2.5 months after the first fight. And, you know, he probably wasn't truly rested and healed in this net. But then again, there's a flip side of it where you didn't have to put an old guy through a whole nother camp to get him in shape again. He was already in shape. So there's flips and there's pros and cons to fighting again when you're old and when you're not. And anyway, bottom line is he was going to lose no matter what, I think. I really do. I think that Mr. De La Hoya and company and the people at the zone, they're not stupid. They're not going to put Saul Alvarez in a fight with that $365 million contract on the line, competitive fight or not, and not think that he's going to win. I mean, they're not going to shoot themselves in the head. They're just not going to do it unless it's a mega, mega, mega fight. And believe me, Mr. Kovalev is not a mega fight. Anyway, speaking of Mr. Kovalev, seeing this will probably be the last time we ever hear from him, let's hear what he has to say post-fight.
Sergey, it was a tough fight. It looked like you were doing what you wanted to do in the early part of that fight. It looked like the game plan, it was working for you. Was it?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I tired like after round, I believe, after round six. Because I had a last fight very close, you know. But it's okay. It's a good experience for me. Canelo is a really great champion, you know. And a little bit right now didn't recover from my last fight, but it's okay. Thanks for fight, Canelo. Big respect to him. He makes history, you know. And thank you very much who came support me. I love you guys.
You are a terrific jabber, one of the best in boxing. We saw a lot of that tonight. We didn't see many of those big right hands that you've been known for. Why didn't you throw that right hand more?
I don't know, like, because to less open my body, like, I had instructions from a corner, like, using more jab and safe, but just a tire, didn't, not enough my stamina, you know, like, for, because maybe fight was close last time, but it's okay. I'll be back. I'll be back much stronger.
So you do feel like you'll be back. You're 36 years old. A loss like this, what does that make you think in terms of your career long term?
You know, like, I know that I can unify champion, you know, like, just let's make a unification fight. But nobody wants to fight me, you know, like, in my division. This guy more fresher, you know. He came in this division more fresher, you know, like, and 34, he has a more stamina, like, but it's okay. It's a good experience for me.
Thanks for a strong performance, Sergey.
Thank you very much for your support.
I wouldn't call it a strong performance. I would call it a performance where I didn't bring both both the things are supposed to be on my sack. I mean, I think I came up one nut short here. I really do. Because I'm really feeling this, that if you have a 15 or 20 pound weight advantage on somebody and you're much bigger than somebody, you need to rain blows down on them with leverage. You need to be throwing punches at their head and their neck and their body and this kind of stuff. You need to be throwing punches with bad intentions on them. And, you know, you don't pull out. I keep trying to tell you that, you know, in the old days, maybe pulling out worked, but, you know, but not in boxing. Just not, it doesn't work in boxing. It doesn't. You can't just pull straight out while you're throwing. And that's what Kovalev did all night long. He was scared of the retaliation. Didn't like the stuff coming in on the rebound there. And, you know, more power to him because, you know, he went 10 rounds. And some people try to say it was a bit of a dive there at the end. Come on, man. The guy got hit with some good, clean shots. I mean, good, clean shots like that. And, of course, Kovalev had been stopped before. And Mr. Alvarez, Canelo Alvarez is on top of things right now. He's the man. I mean, you look at that body, 173 pounds, whatever he was. I don't know if that was a real weight or not. But he looked pretty big and buff, not only fat on him. So I'm trying to say is he could probably carry 175 pounds in 3 or 4 years if he were to fight that long. And we really don't know how long he's going to fight because, you know, this contract he's got, it's like, what is it, 11 fights? And he's got three of them done now already, right? Three? It's a two or three. Anyway, so like 8 or 9 fights left. And, of course, there's all kinds of guys out there to fight. There's Golovkin again. A lot of people would like to see that Triple G rematch or that third fight. Of course, the first fight being a draw, Canelo winning the second fight pretty convincingly, and they want to see that third fight. I don't know why. I'm not starving to see Triple G again. I don't need to see old men. If I want to see old men, I just put on the Sergey Kovalev replay of last night. That's all. I don't need to see senior citizens in boxing. Golovkin, he's older than dirt. I mean, he was around for the First Supper. I kid you not. He was there when Joe Louis fought in the amateurs. That's how old Golovkin is. Triple G, excuse me, all kinds of respect for him. I mean, he had a good role. I mean, he went on a hell of a roll, knocking guys out left and right. But, you know, I look back at that resume there, and although I was blowing them left and right, a lot of that stuff wasn't all that lofty. I mean, come on, man. Some of the guys he beat were like, you know, not ham and eggers, but just a little bit better than ham and eggers. But I think it was the manner in which he was beating them decisively and with, you know, violent body shots and combinations and things like that. I think that's what sort of got him in the fans' mind. And I think he deserved to be there. But at this point in time, he's an also-ran. I'm talking about Triple G. Triple G is done, man. Stick a fork in him. He'll come back and fight Canelo one more time. And this time, he gets stopped. And that's what Canelo is probably going to do. Going to probably drop down to 160 or 168. You know, the 160, that might be never happening again, as far as he's concerned. 100, because, you know, you can fight at 160. There's a whole lot of difference, folks, when you get 8 pounds. Of course, you're fighting a bigger guy, but when you get 8 pounds to play with. In other words, if they're telling you, hey, you know, you got to go down to 139. When they told me I had to go to 139, I used to say, oh, freak out, man. Because, you know, I would only weigh like 153 pounds when I started training, 154, something like that. And I come down and I get to 139 and a half, 139 and three quarters, I'd be dying. So you make 139 and it's over with. It's over in a minute. Of course, that, and remember, boxers only weigh for a minute. That's what people say. Hey, weighed 154 pounds. No. Canelo weighed in 173 pounds for the weigh-in the day before yesterday, of course, but that was just for a minute. Both they started drinking water and rehydrating themselves, him and Kovalev. I guess the cap on this was 185. Neither guy can come in to the ring over 185 pounds. And Kovalev will have some problems making the weight to begin with. Had to get on the scale once, twice, maybe three times on Friday afternoon. You know, I'm going to say, at the end of the day, I just don't know if he gave 100%. I just don't know if he had it in his heart. In other words, I just didn't, and the way he sort of resigned there in the post-fight, that post-fight interview there, sort of sounding, yeah, you know, I mean, it was like no big thing that he lost, man. It was a big thing that he lost, unless he was expecting to lose. Could that be the case? Our text line, hot and happening. Text us here in the studio, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. In hour number two, we will delve into the world of MMA and bring you an interview with Jorge Masvidal, of course, the winner last night over Nate Diaz when the doctor stopped the fight in the Madison Square Garden when Diaz was bleeding like Tyson Fury, only worse. Anyway, we'll talk about the Tyson Fury cut and the Nate Diaz cut in hour number two when we bring in Jorge Masvidal. And in addition, we'll hear from Ryan Garcia in hour number two. Who is Ryan? Ryan stole the show last night. You heard what Larry Merchant said. He stole the show. That one-punch knockout I don't care what Canelo did later in the fight. That one punch knockout, sort of what I remember about last night, more than Canelo winning the light heavyweight championship, was how Ryan Garcia took that tough Filipino out and just annihilated him. I mean, the first round, but boom, I think it was a minute and 24 seconds. Anyway, we'll hear from Ryan Garcia. Of course, he wants to hook it up with, he's got all kinds of guys that he's fought in the amateurs, and he's got some amateur rivals he wants to go back and forth with. So we'll talk about, we'll hear from that. We'll hear about that in depth from the prospect or the next golden boy. Call him what you want, man. The kid looks like he's like, that's how good Oscar was. Remember I used to tell you that Oscar was better in the amateurs than he was as a pro? Well, when Oscar used to throw blows as an amateur, he threw blows and finished with the left hook always, okay? Didn't do so much as a pro. But as an amateur, he did so always. This kid, I'm talking about Ryan Garcia, who we heard from an hour number two, he just blew me away. And you know what? He's got 4.3 million Instagram followers, so more power to him. Also an hour number two of this two-hour show. Excuse me, man. I've got some voice problems tonight. What's happening is in California, we've got these wildfires going on. And evidently, they are, you know, all over the state. And even though we're like a couple hundred miles from a fire, 80 or 100 miles from a fire, the smoke is still messing up the air, and there's air pollution, and people having difficulties breathing. Of course, there's no electricity in parts of the state because the Pacific Gas and Electric shut off the power. They shut off the power. In fact, I think they started a lot of these fires themselves. And I don't mean they went out with matches and started them. I think that they had accidental things where different wires set off fires. So, I mean, they sort of proved that with a couple of videos. At the end of the day, Pacific Gas and Electric needs to be taken over by the state of California. These people have been doing things out here as far as gas and electricity is concerned my entire life. And guess what? They have not done a very good job. Upcoming UFC Fight Pass, of course, that's November the 7th, the same day as Inoue and Nonito Nair going, of course, on the zone. But UFC Fight Pass got Alex Flores versus Mario Heredia. That's going to be a heavyweight match November the 7th. November 7th, of course, Donair. Nonito there, the Filipino Flash, been on the show many, many times. Of course, his peak, I thought, was July 7th, 2007, 7707. That's right, 7707. Of course, that was when he took on Vic Tarchini and knocked Vic into another time zone. They asked Vic, hey, Vic, what's it like to be knocked out? Vic goes, knocked out? What are you talking about? I didn't even get knocked down. What, are you crazy? Yeah, that's what happened. That's why you shouldn't interview a guy after he gets knocked out. He doesn't know where he's at. He definitely didn't know where he was. Okay, that is November 7th. It's rocking and rolling. Of course, that date, circle it on your calendar. Also on the same bill, Nordine Umbal going to take on Takura Unul. That's going to be for the WBC Bantamweight title. So, you know, this is going to be really good. You got a couple of noise going in title fights, okay? And you got good fighters in Nito Tonero, although he may be a little long in the tooth, 34, 35, 36 years old. I don't know how old he is now, but he's old. Okay, he is. He's old. And, you know, you don't take as well as you did when you were young. That's why young guys rule combat sports. No, Nito Tonero, probably going to lose next week. Strike it out, November 7th, only on the Zone. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'll go to the text after the break. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 211.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them.
But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Works for me. Wow, what can I say? This is the sound of the new Tower of Power. Check it out, 2019 version, Tower of Power on the soul side of town. You can check out the new album at towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcasting. Of course, the 23rd of this month in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand, of course, USA Fox pay-per-view. Deontay Wilder, the undefeated WBC title holder in the heavyweight division, coming to us, of course, out of Mobile, Alabama, or some boxing head somewhere in Alabama. Anyway, bottom line is unbeaten. Of course, that one draw with Tyson Fury where he got lost. He got licked like a stamp. Of course, only winning the two rounds in which he knocked down Tyson Fury if he won that second round. Talk about the 12th round because Tyson Fury got up and was licking him like a stamp there after the knockdown. Anyway, he's going to go again with Luis Ortiz. Luis Ortiz is a Cuban guy, of course, was popped a couple times for steroids. Remember that? He said he was taking steroids because he had high blood pressure or something like that and had to take steroids to get rid of the blood pressure. Some kind of crap like that. Anyway, he was winning his last fight when he beat Christian Hammer over a decision over 10 rounds. That was at the Barclays Center in New York. Of course, they're going to hook it up in their rematch. They did this a couple of years ago, and you know, I take that back in 2018, March, and I wasn't a big fan of that fight because I know, although Wilder showed some flaws there, I mean, Ortiz looked old as dirt. And when you're 39 years old, 40 years old, and you're a Cuban, you're probably lying about your age. And why am I saying that? Because I work with a lot of Cubans that came out of Miami, or that were in Miami, came out of Cuba, and they all sort of tattletaled about their age to an extent. Not all of them, but a good percentage of them. So the point is that you've got to take what they say as far as their age is concerned with a grain of salt. Now, of course, on top, that main event, Deontay Wilder, Luis Ortiz, 41 and zip with a draw, 31-1, the one loss to Deontay Wilder. Luis Neri, bantamweight champion, 118 pounds, 118 pounds, undefeated in 30 fights, taking on Emmanuel Rodriguez, 19-1. And Leo Santa Cruz, one of the pound-for-pound top 10 guys, 36-1-1, taking on Miguel Flores, 24-2. That's part of that USA Fox pay-per-view card, the 23rd, from Las Vegas, Nevada, and the MGM Grand. Now, Ring Talk Live Worldwide continues. Hour number two upcoming on iHeartRadio and sportsbyline.com. Don't forget, hour number two, we'll hear from Jorge Masvidal, of course, the baddest dude in the world as far as MMA is concerned. And we'll hear from Ryan Garcia. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned for hour number two.